Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Abundant Truth Broadcast with host Roger Gale Evans. Join us as we stand in defense of the gospel and herald the message of the Christian faith. Stay tuned for today's message.
Your education does not determine your purpose. You understand? Where you come from does not determine your purpose. Because it is so interesting that in the churches sometimes you have two sets of people. You got people that say, you know, my grandmama was in the church. My mama was in the church. My daddy did this and my daddy did that. And you can almost hear them and think they have some advantage to God's blessing and to God using them because of their background. You understand, your background doesn't give you an advantage, nor the lack of a spiritual background puts you at a disadvantage. Do you understand? Because your purpose and the advantage comes from God. But you got to know, if there's purpose, don't throw it in the trash. Don't walk away from it. Don't doubt it. If there's ministry, don't doubt it because what it looks like now. If God has you here, God has you here, and he's going to cover you. He's going to protect you until, and he's going to keep you until the time of that purpose be fulfilled. So again, the second advantage of Advent is that what? God is going to protect purpose. God's going to protect you. God's going to look out for you. You understand? That's why with the disciples, he told them, even though he said, I'm sending you all out as sheep among wolves, and he said, and they're going to be bitter. They're going to be mean towards you. But he said, but understand this. If it's not your time, not one hair is going to be harmed. You understand? They are not going to be able to take your life as long as you are in the middle of purpose. You understand? And so, but and God will protect you as you are doing that purpose. You understand? Just because you're going through, that doesn't mean that God ain't protecting that purpose. Do you understand? That's why he had to tell Israel, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He said, your enemies might be gathering, but that's not me. I'm not letting them gather against you so that you can be taken out. So we're not passing through things for us to quit. We're not passing through things because God is through with us. Do you understand? We're only passing through things because God is perfecting us. Why? Because God is what? Protecting that purpose that is in you. Don't you know and understand that sometimes you going through is part of God protecting that purpose so that you'd be sharpened, that you'd be mature, so that when you walk in that purpose, you can walk in it in its fullness. So again, another part of the Advent advantage is that God protects his purpose. He's going to protect purpose. And the third thing I thought was in him that I thought what came to mind is the third advantage is that God is faithful. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. You look at it back, God had already sent a promise that Jesus was coming. But we know that Jesus went back. But then God said again, what? But I'm coming back again. You understand that you find that what God is doing is repeating what he's already done. Even though Jesus first came through the matrix, through the womb, but this time he's coming from heaven. And my point is this, that whatever God you've ever seen God do in your life before, he's going to do it again. If God has ever delivered you before, he's going to do it again. He's going to be faithful. If he's ever healed you before, he'll heal you again. If he's ever made a way out of no way, he'll do it again. If he's protected you from your enemies, he's going to do it again. If he's brought you through sadness, he's going to do it again. You understand? Because you find that he sent Jesus, but then what? He's going to send him again. And so that shows us that God is always going to be faithful, that what we've seen God do in our lives, don't throw your testimonies in the trash. Don't throw your previous testimonies away, because your testimonies of old should be forming the faith for whatever it is you're going through now, because God is going to be faithful. You understand that God sometimes shows up in the repeat. You understand? You understand how they say it? They say, wash, rinse, and repeat. God's going to bless, deliver, and repeat. He's going to heal, make a way, and repeat. You understand? So that you find that he was faithful to send them, and he says, I'm going to be faithful to send them again. So that shows us that God is going to always keep. Like they said, we say they send us a how. We say he keeps on doing great things for me. But think about it. The great things are always what? He's delivering. He's healing. He's setting free. He's making a way out of no way. You understand? So that when we look at Jesus' coming, we see that he came, he was faithful to send them. We know he's going to be faithful to send them again. And so then that shows us that if he's blessed me before, he's going to do it again. If he's forgiven me before, he's going to forgive me again. If he's protected me from my enemies before, he's going to do it again. You understand that when we look at this story, we bless God that within this story, we understand that the salvation and our salvation is secure, it's sealed, and it's settled through his coming and then through his life. But it also shows me that when I look at the circumstances surrounding the advent, I can understand that God is a promise keeper. God, the scripture says it is impossible for him to lie. God can't make up a lie. It's impossible for him to lie because he's holy. You understand? So that whatever's written, that's why when Pastor was preaching on Sunday, you think about it, the scripture said that when he talks about how God says that his word is going to endure forever. That means that everything that God said, he meant it, and I'm never ever taking it back. It's never going to change. That even after the world is ended, everything that I said while the world was going on, I meant it. I'm never going to go back and change what I said. Because that is our God. Remember the scripture. He told them, he says, you sons of Jacob, he says, the only reason you all are not consumed because I am God and I do not change. Our God is not fickle. You understand? That's why the scripture says this, that even when we are faithless, it says God remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. That means God can't help but be God. He can't help but be merciful. He can't help but be all powerful. He can't help but be your friend. He cannot help being constant in our lives. And so, again, when we look at Jesus' coming, we find that what? God going to keep. He's a promise keeper. And then he's so wonderful to us, he don't leave it just up to our memory. He made sure that he protected the record. He protected his word generation after generation so that if I can't remember it, I can find it. If I can't remember it, I can still have some point of reference. You understand? Because he protected even the scriptures and the letters in both testaments coming together so that what y'all got a hold of, that's what I meant and said. Because y'all know how sometimes you see, even in the Bibles, where when it would talk about the rest of this was written in this book. And people are trying to find, well, where's that book? Where's that book? It's like if God wanted us to have that book, that we would have that book. But we got to trust the faithfulness of God that the letters that we have and the books that we have from the Old Testament, God said, that's what you need. That gives you a clear representation of what I said and what I done and how and who I am. So, again, we can trust that God is a promise keeper. And God's going to protect you, and he's going to protect the purpose that is on your life. Because fear has a way of making us run from purpose, doubting that God can use me. Because we sometimes are our own worst enemy. I can't do it like somebody else. God don't want you to do it like anybody else. He wants you to do how he wants you to do it. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to teach how he wants you to teach. He wants you to sing how he wants you to sing. He wants you to administrate how he wants you to administrate. He wants you to serve how he wants you to serve. Because that's why in 1 Corinthians it says there's a diversity. You understand? That's why even from the beginning it says male and female created he them. You understand? Everybody's not all male. He didn't put a planet full of males, nor did he put a planet full of females. Even before he brought the woman to the male, even the animals were already separated. Even the animals were already divided. Because there was, God expected a multiplication and a variety. And so that is with how he uses us. And we have to get out of comparing ourselves to others when God is speaking to us about what he wants me to do. You understand? If someone else is ministering a certain way, he already got that. He needs my addition. Do you understand? But God will protect that purpose. And I don't know why I want to say it, but and don't run from it. Stop running from purpose. Stop running from it. God knows you. He knows your strengths and he knows your weaknesses. But knowing you inside and out did not stop him for ordaining that there's a purpose that you must fulfill while you're on this planet. But again, as God protected Jesus in the womb from sin, and he protected him as a child from Herod, and then he protected him as an adult from his enemies, God will protect you and keep you and keep you on this planet until purpose is fulfilled in your life. And again, and God is faithful. That when we look at the advent, we understand God is faithful. That what he's done, that the same way he plans on sending Jesus again, he's going to always keep on blessing me over and over and over again. That I don't have to look for anything different. I just know he's going to make a way. I don't know how he's going to heal me, but I know he's going to heal me. I don't know how he's going to bring me out of this. But you know what? He's going to perform his promise, but he's going to bring me out. You understand? So that we can, because oftentimes, and some of us, we have to be careful because we can despise how God blesses us and brings us out. That's why when they went in the wilderness, when they called it manna, they said, what is this? Not, ooh, we're seeing bread come down from heaven, a miracle. They were too busy saying, what is this? That's what's supposed to bless you. Y'all are partaking of a miracle, but because they were looking for leeks and onions and all of this stuff, at the beginning they said, what is this? But God is going to always deliver, and God is going to always be faithful. And I said it before, that you got to know that your testimonies of the past should form the foundation of your faith for whatever it is that you are going through presently. Again, the Advent Advantage.
Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true.
Uh-huh. Because what were you supposed to do how to get that?
Where
the moves at? Have you used them yet?
I haven't, and I'm still thinking they're too short. If
you don't want to look like a poodle?
Yeah.
You ever think it's going to happen?
Yeah.
I got you.
You
need another inch. Oh my goodness. I love sleep logic. Sleep logic, you know, I can just do this.